Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be partly cloudy, high today around 86. 70 right now in Kenosha, 69 in Burlington, Milwaukee 70, also 70 degrees in Racine. The driver of a car that slammed into a utility pole on Marquette Street in Racine the early morning of June the 25th is now facing charges that include homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. 35-year-old Lakira Silas, also accused of causing great bodily harm by the intoxicated use of that vehicle and operating with a prohibited blood alcohol content. Court documents quote witnesses telling police the woman's car was moving very fast before it went out of control. It then fishtailed, spun around, and hit the pole. Silas and two other women were trapped inside, had to be extricated. Both passengers up to Frederick Hospital for treatment, one of them, 29-year-old Lakeisha Price, succumbing to her injuries. Silas would be back in court next week. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich has rejected the claim of mental illness from Illinois resident Christian Logan Negru in connection with the admitted hatchet murder of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant. The 39-year-old Arlington Heights man pleading guilty to first-degree intentional homicide for Roxana Oberdon's death in November of 2014. He claimed, however, it was due to a mental disease or defect. Oberdon was hiding from her husband at the home of her employer. Police say he stalked her to that address, confronted her outside, then attacked her several times with a hatchet. Logan Negru is facing life in prison. He'll be sentenced October the 5th. The Dallas police officers killed and wounded recently, along with the victims of police-involved shootings in different cities around the country, all remembered with a prayer vigil last night, attended by about 100 people at Racine's Monument Square, organized by the Racine Interfaith Coalition. Reverend Lawrence Terry said, "We have come a long way in achieving justice for all Americans, but there is still work that needs to be done.
America needs to stop pointing fingers, making accusations, stereotyping people, disrespecting people and their rights. Stop excessive police force against young black men. This is affecting their families, parents, relatives, and friends."
Police Chief Art Hollow was there. He talked about the positive response his officers have received since the Dallas tragedy. He also acknowledged the need to continue efforts toward engagement by police and the community.
"We cannot ignore the fact that there are areas in law enforcement that certainly we would like to improve upon. And so what I would like to say to this entire group today is I'm committed to making our department the best that it can possibly be. I believe we have phenomenal officers here. And a part of being a phenomenal officer is being held accountable. And our officers understand that."
This Sunday afternoon, the public's invited to what's being called a Day of Compassion at the Racine Zoo, sponsored by Rick, the police department, and the city. A 16-year-old is in custody. One of the vehicles stolen yesterday morning from Racine Hyundai on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant recovered with a traffic stop in Milwaukee, though a police officer was injured in the process. The teen, one of four who bailed out of that vehicle on North 74th Street, which then rolled backward and struck the officer and dragged him a short distance. The 16-year-old, transported to Racine's juvenile detention facility with charges pending, referenced the break-in and vehicle theft. Another stolen car from that dealership remains missing. It's the latest in a series of dealership burglaries along Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant over the past couple of weeks. In Madison, police say that a funeral home employee pulled a business van into a parking garage, left it unlocked with a key fob inside, and a 15-year-old then stole it empty. Police spokesman Joel Despain says the recent rash of vehicles being stolen there by young people, mainly about joyriding. The funeral home van, ironically spotted the next day by an employee of the business, hard to miss, with a personalized license plate. The effort to stop it included the teen behind the wheel going through a red light, nearly colliding with another car. Pursuit was terminated for safety's sake. The van later found abandoned. The teen, who is homeless, arrested at a local golf course. A 14-year-old Milwaukee-area girl mauled by one of two pit bulls last night that had escaped from a home on the near northwest side. Among a group of children playing on North 88th Street, the dogs bursting through an open door to a home. The owner able to retrieve the animal that attacked the girl. Both dogs now quarantined at a Milwaukee-area animal control site. The girl taken to a hospital for treatment of multiple bite wounds. And food left unattended on a stove in Racine, the apparent cause last night of a small fire at 913 Hamilton Street. Someone with asthma, a problem there, ended up going to the hospital from that location. Fire department units dispatched about a quarter after nine to the report of a fire in the upper level of that residence. Wasn't long after that a police officer reported somebody at the scene was having a serious asthma attack and that a rescue was needed right away. That fire was out within about 10 minutes. The only downtown hotel in Kenosha reopened for business Wednesday after addressing a laundry list of fire code violations. The Harborside Inn Best Western was closed a couple of weeks back. Fire officials concerned about bare wires, improper wiring, missing ceiling tiles, burned out emergency lights, holes in the drywall, plus locked and blocked entrances. They immediately lost the Best Western accreditation, but as of yesterday, the hotel was back again accepting guests and taking reservations as a Best Western. Fire department official says they're going to be back with a follow-up inspection on all this next month. In Mount Pleasant, the village board last night started what could be a rather lengthy discussion coming about the way the village handles regular assessments and special assessments. Village President Jerry Garcia began the meeting last night by saying he wanted to hear ideas from the board and the public. Well, a handful of folks, most of them along Highway V, critical of the current assessment system. Only vague proposals, meanwhile, for change, like creating a special account or a chart outlining how different types of property might be assessed. Trustee John Hewitt says he's heard from a lot of folks who paid their assessments either outright or through the price they paid for their property.
And they said, well, we didn't receive an assessment, but I know doggone well that when I had to pay close to $100,000 or $50,000 for my lot, the cost of the water and the sewer were added into there, so there was an assessment, and it wasn't spread out over a long period of time other than through a mortgage. So that's something we also have to have a consideration for.
Trustee Dave DeGroote noted that the assessment process has been law in Wisconsin for 150 years. No action taken by the board last night. More discussion to follow. The Village Board of Mount Pleasant did formally vote to appoint Police Chief Tim Zarzecki as the interim village administrator and set up his compensation as another $1,200 a month. He's going to have to put in 20 to 25 hours a week and do village administration duties. The vote to approve the appointment was unanimous. Three attendees of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagray's listening session at Caledonia's Eastside Community Center asking if the Rails to Trails initiative for a bike and walking path on abandoned railroad land west of Sturtevant out to Burlington might be included with accommodations for ATV enthusiasts. Tony Carlson saying it might be nice to have something a little closer to home other than going out to the Bong Center where there's not a lot of space or up north where there's a little bit more space.
Some of the businesses could benefit from it, you know, revenue for them as far as the gas stations, your taverns and your restaurants out there. You know, you drive right by a couple of them. And you've been on the trails, you know, in towns you have your speed limits, only certain designated roads. And you wouldn't have to blacktop the train tracks.
Delagrave said that he's received a lot of public feedback on Rails to Trails, including bicycle enthusiasts who want a paved route, but he said the ATV request is worth asking about. There'll be another meeting, by the way, on Rails to Trails coming up August the 10th in Union Grove. And pay-for-play kind of has a negative connotation in today's society, suggesting something a little less than above board. Perfectly fine, though, with the director of the Racine Zoo under the current circumstances. Beth Heidorn telling the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Commission they've had more than one person show up playing the Pokemon Go game on their smartphone and wanting to get onto the lakefront grounds, and they're willing to pay the admission fee to go searching for the little creatures. Heidorn said a few have even also offered some positive comments about the zoo itself, and a couple of memberships may have been spawned. So, from the zoo's perspective, Heidorn suggested to the panel, let the games continue, if it means additional revenue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.